You're listening to SBS News.
Religion versus science. It's an age-old discussion that is currently central to a debate surrounding a potential future COVID-19 vaccine. Three senior religious leaders raised their concerns about the ethics of a vaccine being developed using a cell line cultured from an electively aborted human fetus. Anglican Archbishop Dr. Glenn Davies is concerned the vaccine candidate that Australia hopes to produce is ethically questionable.
It is an ethical dilemma for people where the vaccine has been compromised by the destruction of a human life. And I think harvesting the tissues of a fetus is unconscionable. And we ought to give that the dignity that belongs to an image bearer of God. Regardless of a person being of faith or not, this is our conviction, this is the teaching of the Bible. And therefore, I want to honour that. That's what I want people to understand. I don't want them to make a decision ill-informed and unaware of the genesis of this vaccine.
Yesterday, in answer to a direct question on the matter, Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth said any coronavirus vaccine would have the highest ethical standard and regulations in place. Dr. Davies' concerns are around Oxford University's use of cells derived from human fetuses that were electively aborted in the 1970s. A number of clerics, including Greek, Catholic and Anglican archbishops, wrote to Prime Minister Scott Morrison to ask whether people would be under pressure to receive the vaccine. In the letter, they said, "If successful, this vaccine will raise serious concerns of conscience for a proportion of our population." They also requested that the vaccine not be made mandatory and that an ethical alternative be made available. Dr. Gaetan Bergio from the Australian National University says the scientific use of cell lines from elective abortions has been part of a standard scientific process for over 50 years.
So this cell line has been used to develop vaccines, for gene therapy, for research applications as well. And this is the most common cell line used in a laboratory in the world.
Scientists have emphasized that there are strong ethical regulations surrounding the use of any human cell in the laboratory. Most religious leaders in Australia have indicated they have no ethical dilemma, including Great Synagogue Chief Minister Rabbi Ben Elton.
Well, we are very much in favour of anything that can save human life. And so we're looking forward very much to the development of a safe and reliable vaccine. So we can all move past this terrible pandemic. I mean, as long as the research itself has been carried out to appropriate standards, ethical as well as scientific, and we're very grateful to receive it from whichever laboratory can develop the vaccine that we all so badly need and want.
The same can be said for Hindu Council of Australia President Prakash Mehta.
Hindus have no problem for accepting the vaccine because the main we have a concern is that vaccine should be with proper trials and proper things. And then no problem.
The National Imams Council, Bilal Rauf, says there are no current conflicts of interest for Islamic followers, but further consideration will be made down the track.
At present, the focus really is on finding a way to ensure the safety and well-being of everyone. And at least at an Islamic principle level, the highest principle is the preservation of life and its well-being. Look, from the Australian National Imam Council perspective, there is a body of clerics who review and express views as to such particular issues. Generally, there is an acceptance, if you like, of methods and procedures to ensure safety and well-being, including the utilisation of vaccines. But as to particular vaccines, obviously that'll need closer consideration.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who belongs to a conservative Christian faith, said in a statement he respected views of religious communities. Mr. Morrison also said there is genuine hope that the University of Queensland's vaccine candidate, which does not contain these cell lines, will become available as an alternative. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.